Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines: ZESCO launches Siyavonga 100 megawatts solar project, dismisses campaign allegations. Government expands cash for work program, 1.5 million beneficiaries. U.S. accused of using illegal workers at center processing refugee claims in South Africa. With the details, my name is Mogima Timothy Jinalam. ZESCO Limited has launched the Siyavonga 100 megawatt solar photovoltaic project, an $80 million investment expected to boost Zambia's clean energy capacity and reduce reliance on hydropower. The project, which is scheduled for completion by December 2026, is projected to create over 1,000 jobs, stimulate local business activity, and support the country's transition to a low-carbon energy system. Speaking during the groundbreaking ceremony, Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary in charge of electricity, Engineer Arnold Simwaba, dismissed allegations that the construction of the solar power plants across the country is being used as a political campaign tool. Engineer Simwaba says the claims are misplaced and unfair, stressing that the projects are purely aimed at addressing Zambia's energy deficit and stabilizing electricity supply. He explained that government has embarked on an aggressive solar energy program to end persistent load shedding and meet the growing electricity demand driven by population growth and economic expansion.
The addition of this 100 megawatt solar plant will make a meaningful contribution to the national grid to help stabilize electricity supply and support the government's broader agenda of increasing installed generation capacity to meet growing and future demands.
Kwamba kuti amagesi ayonjira mulutambo iruleta imagesi kuchisi yonse kuti damba kuti magesi ayavikwa ayungira ajenga imapenzi.
Meanwhile, ZESCO Managing Director Engineer Justin Longo said the power utility has partnered with Jigsco Energy Corporation Limited to fast track the development of the solar power plants across the country.
Solar will now help shape our next project matters, because one, it has 100 megawatts of clean, reliable power to the grid, reduces dependence on hydrology, and necessary shift in an era of climate variability, creates jobs and stimulates local business, ensuring that development is felt beyond the power line.
Earlier, Chief Simamba urged investors involved in the project to prioritize corporate social responsibility in the chiefdom, citing urgent needs for clean water, schools, health facilities, and feeder roads, as the area continues to face water scarcity and poor infrastructure.
ZESCO and its partners, through corporate social responsibility, to help us, to help the chiefdom address some of the challenges we are facing. Namely, the chiefdom has inadequate water supply to its people. In view of having boreholes in this area or in all chiefdoms that we have, it does not solve the water problem. The water is salt.
The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, RDAZ, has raised concern over the transparency of the ongoing recruitment process for health workers, insisting that the procedure announced by the government falls short of acceptable standards. The government recently initiated the recruitment exercise through a steering committee that has since been sworn in to oversee the process. The government has indicated that the recruitment will not be publicly advertised, but will instead draw candidates from an existing database. However, DZ President Portugue says the approach raises serious questions about fairness and accountability, particularly for qualified doctors who may not be adequately represented in the database. Dr. Chiwe says the doctors are dissatisfied with the lack of clarity surrounding the criteria being used and the absence of broad consultations with key stakeholders, including resident doctors themselves.
The recruitment that has been announced, remember they've mentioned there's no advertisement, right? So now, the last time doctors applied was 2022. If so, what we're saying is, if in the database we have 80 doctors, is that what really government feels is enough to speak to the crisis at the moment? And if not, let's say they've allocated, positions to doctors, or are they going to get the rest of the doctors, Manas, applying?
Mm-hmm.
And where's the transparency in that? And who's going to bring about accountability if we have no reference?
The government has launched a revised cash for work program, increasing the number of beneficiaries to more than 1.5 million nationwide. Speaking during a press briefing this afternoon, Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Sialuwalo, has explained that the program has also been expanded to 116 districts. He says the expansion is aimed at promoting inclusiveness and ensuring that all districts across the country benefit from the initiative. Meanwhile, Mr. Sialuwalo has noted that the government has broadened the scope of the program. He explained that unlike in the past, the program will now include skills development, enabling beneficiaries to be economically empowered beyond temporary employment. Mr. Sialuwalo has further stated that the government has strengthened transparency in the selection of beneficiaries.
7 districts will be benefiting in the year 2023-2024 period to now 116 districts, meaning the whole country now is being covered. This expansion signifies our commitment to ensuring that every corner of Zambia feels the impact of the program. It is a testament indeed to our belief that no one should be left behind. The program is expected to benefit about 1,558,227 people, beneficiaries who benefit the country.
Some farmers in Nyimba district of Eastern Province have been forced to use maize meant for the household consumption as seed for the next farming season due to financial hardships. One of the affected farmers, Oli Papiri, who sold her maize to the Food Reserve Agency, says she has not yet received payment, forcing her to use the reserved maize as seed. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Ms. Piri warned that the situation could negatively affect the 2025-2026 farming season, as food maize is not ideal for planting. Ms. Piri, who is not a beneficiary of the Farmer Input Support Program, has urged the FRA to expedite the payments to farmers to avoid a potential food shortages in 2026. She adds that many farmers in the district are facing similar challenges, struggling to cope with financial difficulties and bureaucratic delays, which are threatening their livelihoods and future food security.
And now, business news. Business news.
Mining expert Danny Mwela has urged the government to place environmental sustainability at the center of decision making as interest in Zambia's mining sector continues to grow. Mr. Mwela says the renewed appetite for investment presents both opportunities and risks, warning that economic gains should not come at the expense of the environment or local communities. Mr. Mwela notes that while mining remains a critical pillar of the national development, unchecked expansion could lead to long-term environmental degradation.